Hey, this is Julie Brown. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Life with no lies. Is it hard to think of? Life without sex. This is all part of the computer complex.
Yes, he's a party machine. That was Bruce Hawk, a pioneer of electronic music from Nordec, Alberta. I'm not sure where that is. Where is Nordec, Alberta? It's a hamlet in west central Alberta in Clearwater County, kind of near Calgary, I guess. Yeah, in the foothills of the Canadian Rockies. Bruce Hawk from his album Hakula, originally recorded in 1978, not released until the late 80s. It was reissued after his death, and he has been getting more and more attention. Stone's Throw put out a couple of compilations, well, one big compilation last year called Farad, The Electric Voice. It's fun stuff. There's a great video for that, a remix of that song. I forget the name of the Prince Language. I think that's who did the remix, but it's a great old school VHS found footage kind of video. And it's a lot of fun. And aren't we all party machines now that the weather's turning? It's getting good. School's almost done. The summer is stretching out in front of us like a beautiful green carpet. I don't know. Anyways, I'm feeling good. Things are clearing up, getting less stressful, and the weather's going to be nice. We can drink beer outdoors, go to baseball games. Oh, God, you guys, it's going to be so sweet. So sweet this summer. Can't wait. Speaking of sweet, Ty Segall is sweet. He is going to be in town May 4th. I'm going to be in Seattle that night, unfortunately, because he's a fun time. He's going to play at the Waldorf. And he has a new project out with White Fence, the band White Fence. I guess an album's coming out called Hair. And this is the first song off of the first single, the first release. It's called I Am Not a Game. And it's very organy, which is unusual for Ty Segall. That must be the Ty Segall. That must be the White Fence influence. So we're going to listen to that, and then we're going to listen to one of the most famous organ bands ever, and the Mysterians. So Ty Segall and White Fence, and the Mysterians. Let's go. Hope you like organs, because that's what you're going to get. Here we go.
gonna be round my vegetables. I'm gonna chow down my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable.
Sprouts. It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub.
It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies.
It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce.
It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems.
Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply.
Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tinny flew right off. I'm red as a beet, 'cause I'm so embarrassed.
I will now sell 5 copies of the 3 EPs by the Panda Band.
Do it.
CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine are proud to present Record Store Day 2012, Saturday, April 21st at Scratch Records. Bands will rock out from noon until midnight at the Interurban Gallery. This event is free all ages. Still has a full-service bar, not to mention the live music and cheap records. It's Record Store Day at Scratch Records and the Interurban Gallery, April 21st. Proudly sponsored by CITR.
Who is that?
The Beta Band.
It's good.
I know.
Thank you.
Okay. That was Apollo Ghosts from their forthcoming album, Landmark. They finished recording about a month ago or so, a little, whenever the Bleeding Hearts album was released. And it's going to be released May 12th. They're having a big party at the Interurban Gallery. How swell. Hey, Penny, I saw you outside before the pendulum courtyard. I was going to yell at you, but then I didn't want to embarrass you in front of your colleagues.
Oh, you would never embarrass me, Duncan. You would just make me appear more famous.
New haircut. So cool.
Oh, thank you.
How's it going, Penny Clark?
Oh, it's going really well. I'm just finished my second exam, 2 out of 3, and the third one's tomorrow. So
it's tomorrow.
Yeah.
That means you get to party after tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to get so drunk.
Become a party machine.
Anything good to party at on Friday?
Funny you should ask, because I was just talking about the Apollo Ghosts, and they're playing tomorrow night as a part of the Student Loan Records release of their second split 7-inch, a Babysitter Korean Gut split 7-inch.
Oh, so what you're telling me is there's something really good
there's
to party
really
at.
There's something really good, yeah. Earlier in the night at the Railway, Coben and Watermelon are playing as part of what's Spencer's thing? Haida Gwaii.
Oh, yeah.
I can't.
Like a fundraiser for SFU students who are going to do something. Maybe, am I getting this confused?
I will look it up because I'm kind of jumping ahead. So I will look it up and do
my mental Facebook is not up to date.
Yeah, what's up with your brain book? It's crashed. Yeah, we will check Facebook and come up with a proper announcement for that. So that's happening earlier in the night, but the short story, Railway Club, Coben and Watermelon, show starts at 6, so, you know.
Cool. There's also an art show at Little Mountain. Is that what it's called? Little Mountain Gallery or whatever?
Cool.
But I'm in it.
Oh, really?
My photos.
Oh, wow. Oh, congratulations. So, oh, well,
cool.
What a busy night.
Yeah.
And then at the Astoria later on is Apollo Ghosts, Korean Gut, who we heard before Apollo Ghosts. That was the song Lava Flow, recorded live on the show in September. And then also Babysitter, who are always a good time. What are the details with your art show?
It is called No Photo Without Someone or Something. And the sort of theme of the night is evoking nostalgia for the present moment. So I think there's about more than 40 artists who wow. have their photos on display. So it should be really interesting.
That's
like
awesome.
When I was picking my photos to submit, I found that the theme was making me think about it. Like, it's really relevant, especially with this kind of iPhone culture, making like sepia tone vintage photos of other iPod.
Yep. Cool. Is that a one night only thing, or does it go on for several days?
I think it'll be going on all weekend.
Oh,
but
cool.
Friday's the opening, and that's
awesome.
Like at 7.
Tonight, there's another great art opening in that area, in that neighborhood. At Lucky Comics, they're opening up their backroom gallery again. And they're going to have Hairy Shapes. It's a group drawing show. It's going to be up till May 7th, but tonight's the big party. Rob Onzik, who else do I know here? Ben Jacques. And Liv Fanshaw, Liv Featherstone, also have drawings up there.
Oh, cool.
So it should be really fun. She's borrowed a piece from my collection. A long time ago, she gave me a drawing of Grace Jones, and I've loaned it back to her for this for this gallery showing.
Oh, that's very generous of you.
I'm really hoping, like, you
your bathroom wall is going to be so naked. I'm just joking.
Dining
I don't
room.
Actually
dining
know what you're thinking.
But you know how in Fancy Pants galleries, they always have, like, you know, courtesy the collection of so-and-so?
Oh, no way, really?
I'm hoping that it says courtesy the collection of Duncan. I made that request when I loaned it out, but we'll see. It is her drawing. I can't really keep her from taking it. One other thing I want to mention before we hear some more tunes. before Korean Gut, we heard Question Mark and the Mysterians. That's from a compilation of sort of inspiring songs that Jarrett from Korean Gut put together. If you go to I don't know, I guess the Korean Gut Twitter, you can find it. It's called Personal Preference, a Korean Gut mix, and there's lots of great surfy, garage rocky tunes. So I picked that Question Mark and the Mysterian song because it's pretty good. And the only other song of theirs that I know, the most famous one, the like one of the most famous songs ever, 96 Tears. So it was nice to hear another song of theirs. Up next on here on CITR on Dunkin' Donuts, Pulp. They're back together for the first time in years and years, and they performed on Jimmy Fallon. You can watch that online. They're playing at Coachella both weekends, and they were just in New York. It's very exciting. To those of you who are near metropolitan centers that have great shows, congratulations. We wish they would come up here, but they're not going to. Instead, we can just listen to their old albums, and His and Hers is one of my favorite albums of all time. So let's hear Do You Remember the First Time?
Again this evening, over. Come along, come along, come along, come along for the ride. Let's go tonight, let's go tonight, let's go tonight.
I don't know how to say it. I believe, somehow I believe. Somehow I believe, somehow I believe. And she took my eyes. Somehow I believe, somehow I believe. Somehow I believe, somehow I believe. Let us see what love will bring. My beliefs to the ground. Let us see what love will bring. My beliefs to the ground. Let us see what love will bring. My beliefs to the ground. Let us see what love will bring. My beliefs to the ground.
CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host DJ brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
Hellraiser 2. Time to play.
Hellraiser 2 by any means necessary. A fundraiser coming to the local theater near you, Rio Theater, in support of all Vancouver independent venues. Saturday, April 14th from 8 p.m. till 1 in the morning. This is a hellraising night of cabaret, theater, comedy, music, and dance. Hellraiser nights are a series of fundraisers to help the Rio Theater survive the LCLB licensing hell. Hellraiser 2 is by donation and a 19-plus event. Come out and raise some hell. April 14th at the Rio Theater.
Won't respond.
That was Bear from Bear in Heaven. Bear in Heaven. The only thing that scares Breezy, that goalie from that hockey team. I don't know. I don't know much about hockey. I try to make a topical joke. He's afraid of bears. That's all I know about him. And he says funny things. Bear in Heaven from their new album, I Love You, It's Cool. That was the song, The Reflections of You. Bear in Heaven are in town this Saturday night. They're going to play at the Biltmore with a pretty stacked bill. They're playing with Doldrums and Blouse from Portland. So that'll be, I don't know, if you like what you heard there, there's only more of it that's going to be playing that night. So get down to the Biltmore if that's your thing. Also in town on Saturday night, the band that we heard before that, Trust from Toronto. They have a new album out. It's called Trust, T-R-S-T, Trust. That was the song FTF. Not sure what that's an acronym for, but I'm sure it's nasty. At the top, before that, we heard The War of Roses from St. John's, Newfoundland. My friend David Barkley from his album Consent. That was the song Higher, I Want to Take You. And the first song we heard was Do You Remember the First Time from the classic His and Hers album by the band Pulp. Hopefully someone out there is going to Coachella and we'll get to see them. Jarvis Cocker, amazing front person. He's the he's so charming. He had my panties off when I saw him at the Commodore years ago. So good. So good, that Jarvis. So dirty. Okay, let's move on. I'll stop blathering. Grass Widow from Olympia, Washington have a new album coming out on their own label, HLR. And the new album is called Internal Logic. We're going to hear the song Goldilocks Zone from that. And after that, Lower Dens from their forthcoming album, New Tropics, the song Stem. And I'm going to try, let's bring this in. It's kind of low at the beginning, so I'm just going to talk for a bit more while it warms up. They're both pretty good songs, and we've got 8 minutes left. Okay, here we go. Here is Grass Widow. All right, that was Lower Dens with their... that was Lower Dens from their album New Tropics, the song Stem. And before that, we heard Grass Widow with Goldilocks Zone. Great stuff. Coming up, Tim with We All Fall Down. Stay tuned for that. Then we've got Robin with Ink Studs. Then some fill-in. Then Thunderbird Eye, the sports show at 3:30. And Mantra with Richard at 4 o'clock. But on the bread with the fabulous Ryan at 5 o'clock. And more stuff to come. Probably Brenda with and Jordy with PB and Jams. Peanut Butter and Jams. I don't know if it's their week. They do off weeks, alternating weeks. Anyways, keep it locked in on CITR all afternoon long. It's not, you won't be disappointed. It's impossible. Thanks so much for listening. I was in a good mood today. I'm not sure why. I don't know, but I had a lot of fun with you guys. I hope you had fun with me. If you like what you heard, you can check out the podcast at CITR.ca or go to duncansdonuts.wordpress.com to see the playlist of what was played today. Going to close things off with Tops from Montreal on Rebutus Records. Their new record is fantastic. Tender Opposites, fantastic. And we're going to hear a bit of a down-tempo number, a slow burner, Rings of Saturn. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend. Try to make it down to one of the many shows happening. And I'll see you next week. Get set. A week, Saturday is Record Store Day, and there's so much great stuff happening then. Check that out. Okay, here we go. Here is Tops from Montreal with the song Rings of Saturn. Thanks for listening.
Winnie Cooper is proud to present the Thursday Concert Series at 560 Club. With one of the biggest video walls in North America, 560 is quickly becoming one of the nicest venues Vancouver has to offer. 560 also features four floors, each presenting you with a different musical vibe. In the coming months, the Thursday Concert Series will be presenting you with some of the hottest musical acts to hit town. Get your tickets quick for Lil B, performing the WinnieCooper.net 4-year anniversary party at 560. Advanced tickets are available through WinnieCooper.net, Club Zone, or at Zulu, Beat Street, and Red Cat Records. This will be Lil B, the Bass God's first Canadian appearance. Watch out for the Das Racist Show, set to perform their unique style of Brooklyn-based hip-hop on May 2nd. The Thursday Concert Series at 560 Club, located at 560 Seymour Street in Vancouver, BC, presented by Winnie Cooper.
You know, Joe, you start with these riffs in your head.
We're good.
And something you want to say, and you want to spin gold, but the thing is, people don't want your sounds. They only want...
You people, you're the fucking coolest!
Just fucking use you. You know what I'm saying, Joe?
What is that? What is it? One more shot? A saloon?
Tune in to Sore Throats and Clapping Hands, hosted by Robert Privet, Monday evenings at 6:30 on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And in the end, it's love. And in the end, it's love. And in the end, it's love.